It is out today. It's a phenomenal album. It is by the brilliant Years and Years. Ollie Alexander joins me. It's called Night Call. How are you, my friend?
Yay, so happy. I'm really good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I have heard the album. It is sexy and funky and everything I expected this album to be. Because you did. You scrapped an album at the start of 2020 and went, right, we're going from it from scratch.
That's right, I did. I had a bunch of songs that I was working on, and then the pandemic happened and I just didn't like my songs anymore and decided to start again. And I really wanted to make an album full of really upbeat songs that made you move. Yeah, that you could just dance to. So that kind of really, that kind of changed the direction.
Yeah, so tradition would dictate with Years and Years songs, as we said before, it'd be songs that make you dance and songs that make you cry. And then we said with Starstruck, this is songs that make you dance and be joyful. But since then, you've had a lot. You've launched, like, when you launched the tour, the Night Call tour, you said, well, I'll go with Crave, which, like, features a lot of the cast from It's a Sin. And what a tune. It's so boldly done.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I love that song. I'm very happy to have it out.
Now, there is certain songs on here that, you know, they really make me think about you, because you and I are quite good friends over the years. And I know that your vibe would be that Candy Staten disco vibe. You know, yeah. Those are the songs that you would have listened to growing up. And like A Second to Midnight with Kylie, like obviously you're working with Kylie again, your friends. That Second to Midnight song, even the video, it's just so funky. Even the start of it, it brings me straight away to 70s disco. I'm loving it.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, Kylie, of course, is part of her disco album, and she just really fully went there to that world and that fantasy. And I mean, pop music has been dominated by the return of disco in the last few years. You know, I mean, it never really went away, let's be honest. It's always going to make you move. It's always going to feel fresh. So yeah, I'm just so like, I feel like the luckiest person alive to have made that song with Kylie. Like, it's just a dream come true.
You've been quite good friends for years. There's a brilliant line in there, and the line is, I think we're the same. And that totally, Sophie, the director of the video, totally embraced that, because you switch
she
up
did.
In the video.
She did. It's so funny. Like, Kylie sent me a message and she said, what do you think about us changing places and like trading places in the video? And I was so shocked that she was up for it, that she wanted to do it. And I was like, yeah, of course. I mean, I can't think of a better way to spend my day.
Well, it was absolutely brilliant, because you can see the fun you had. But this is, I suppose, when it comes to choreography, yourself and Kylie are up there anyway, in a league of your own. And to add the compliment to it, Starstruck was on Strictly with John and Johannes.
With John and Johannes, yeah. Oh, that was so good. That made me cry. I mean, they were just loving it so much. It was so good. Kylie's much better at me than picking up choreo, for sure. But I was like, okay, I've got to give it if I'm going to be moving next to with Kylie Minogue. You know,
you've had a big year. Can I just say, the Brit Awards performances along with Elton John as well of It's a Sin, what a brilliant performance. And I mean, I don't know, is this something we would have seen many years ago? And that's what I liked about it. I was like, this is what it's all about. We are now living in a proper society where people are open.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. We had the best time doing that. And what was so, obviously we were doing It's a Sin off the back of, you know, It's a Sin, the TV show, and everybody on stage was from the queer community, and it felt like a real celebration. It just felt like such a moment. I'm so happy that, you know, I got to do that, you know.
I heard on the 24th of June, you are going to be bringing the Night Call tour to Dublin City, to the National Museum, to Collins Barracks for the Mother Pride opening party.
Mother Pride, yes.
You know what's so important about this is, I've always felt this, and you and I, as we've spoken over the years, we spoke about you being over here for the marriage referendum in 2015, seeing that mural on the wall, and I bring this up all the time.
Yeah.
For me, I think that you have been such a champion right here in Ireland. And people always associate you with that when you're on my show. They always say, what a champion. And I think that's a big thing, that you're over for Mother Pride. Because, I mean, you have made it so easy for a group that was marginalised to not be marginalised anymore. You've been a hero there, an advocate for that. And I really admire that.
That is very sweet of you. Oh, I'm blushing. But honestly, it is such an honour to come and play. Like, Pride shows, well, first of all, I've never done a show like this in Ireland before. So I'm just so excited. And they're just like, just such special occasions, and especially after the the time that we've had, I just want to make sure it's going to be like an unforgettable experience for everyone. It's going to be great.
I've seen that you've been doing a couple of gigs, though. I'd say you're glad to be back on stage. You were born for it.
Yeah, I am so happy to be back on stage. I can't say I feel like I'm giddy, to be honest. Like being backstage and being with my backing singers, getting into the outfit, I just feel like delirious. It's so exciting and nerve-wracking as well. Yeah, I'm really can't wait to get back into it properly.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you over here. Now, Sweet Talk as well was another banger I want to mention. Working with Galantis, what was that like?
Sweet Talk. So it was great. I basically had a song that I'd written with Mark Ralph, who produced the whole album. He also produced the first Years and Years album, and a guy called Max Wolfgang. We wrote the song together, like really, and I had the song for ages.
Can I give you the line, Ollie? Yeah. That line, "You're such a sweet talker. Made me believe every lie was a beautiful sound." That line, every lie was a beautiful sound. Oh, geez, I think that was genius.
You like it, Virgo? Yeah.
Because we've all been in that position, no matter who you are.
Right? And sometimes you're just like, oh, it sounds so good. I want to hear it again, even though I know it's not true. Like, say it again. But Galantis heard the song because it wasn't finished, you know, and it needed something. And Galantis heard it and added all the string section at the end of the chorus, all the riffs that the strings are playing. And he just brought so much to the song. And like, I'm really, really grateful to them both. So I'm really excited that we're putting it out now. I'm really happy.
Yeah, from the get-in on this album, the dirty bass line and Consequences, the minute you hear it, you're just going, oh, yeah. Where is he going?
Yes!
But there's ballads in there as well, like Make It Out Alive. It's so different than some of the other songs on there.
Yeah, Make It Out Alive is definitely the most sort of, I'd say it's ballad-esque. It's still got a bit of a beat to it. And I just really wanted to like let loose, essentially. So whatever I was feeling with each song, that was kind of it.
Yeah, but it's a love album, though. There's like Immaculate is on there, Strange and Unusual, Starstruck.
Yeah.
It's got all the right vibes.
Well, most of the time that I was making it, I was single and I was thinking about just like previous relationships, like future relationships, what are they going to be like? I mean, you know what I mean? Like all these regrets. And I was kind of like trying to embody this character that was almost taking control of their love life, like feeling empowered by the way they could express themselves. And that's always what I'm trying to do. So that was kind of the motivation behind the songs, you know, like trying to figure out. I mean, every song is a love song, isn't it, really, at the end of the day? But it's all about how you want to express it.
There's a lot of joy in here, though, as well. And they always say that, you know, you should never be ready to get with someone unless you're comfortable with yourself. And I feel, Ollie, at this moment in time, you're very comfortable with yourself.
I think so. Thanks for saying that. I hope so. It's such a cliche, but loving yourself is so difficult. It's actually so hard to do. Because what about all the bits of yourself you don't like? Like, we all have those, like, bits we could wish we was little different. Like, if you can love those bits as well, like that's hard. But I've definitely gone better at it, so thank you for saying that.
It has been a pleasure talking to you. Night Call is out now. Don't forget that the Mother Pride opening party is happening on the 24th of June. If you haven't got your tickets, you need to get your tickets right now, ladies and gentlemen. Ollie Alexander, as always, friend of the show, absolute gent, hero, mental health advocate, and an all-round nice guy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Virgo. Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
Virgo Darcy. Weekdays from 2. Today.